All right, we'll start our post-race media availabilities off with our third-place finisher, Christopher Bell, driver of the number 20 Ream Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing, and our second-place finisher, Cole Custer, driver of the number 00 Haas Automation Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Guys, why don't both of you guys take us through your thoughts heading into the overtime, especially after a short run to the finish from the rain delay?
Well, we knew it was going to be crazy, I guess, and it was mostly just how you're going to get going in the restart zone and how all that was going to play out, because it was so important to get momentum and try and get a run. So it was just trying to do that and get yourself cleared and get yourself some clean air. So it was definitely pretty tough, but 22 obviously had the most clean air there, so they won.
Yeah, I was just heartbroken whenever I saw that piece of debris fly off those lap cars. Felt like we were really starting to make some runs there. I think we were coming to two to go, and I was getting the top going pretty good in one and two. So felt like I was going to have a shot at him if the yellow didn't come out. And then obviously when the yellow came out, I did have a shot at him and just didn't execute on that last restart.
All right, we'll now open it up to media for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand and we'll bring you a microphone. And please state your name and affiliation. Stan Creekmore.
Stan Creekmore with Outside the Box. This is for both of you, actually. What was your biggest challenge today throughout the event?
I guess at first it was figuring out the PJ1 that they put down. Seemed like, you know, there were times where you could just drive it in there as hard as you wanted, and there were times where you had to kind of back it up and try and hook it as good as you could. So figuring that out first and when you wanted to run it and when you were on the run the bottom was probably the biggest thing. And then our car was pretty good all day. It was just trying to get track position from that point. I mean, when we had clean air, it was huge. I mean, it was a big difference compared to the middle of the pack. So that was the biggest thing. But how the cautions fell didn't really work for our strategy, but it is what it is, and we'll go to the next one.
For me, we just fought dirty air the entire race, qualifying seventh and then starting on the bottom. Just could never really break through there, and I felt like our Ream Camry was capable of running in the top two or three all day long, but just seemed like every time I'd lose a couple spots on the restart and I'd just be buried and have to climb my way up through there. So I felt like our car was good. We just never really had the opportunity to show how good it was until right there at the end.
We're going to go over here to the right. Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. I just wondering if you guys could look ahead to the next two weekends. We go to Pocono, Michigan with the aero package that you guys used at Indianapolis last year. Just wondering what you guys' thoughts are on the next two weekends.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting. I think it's – you can have some fun with that package. Obviously, you dice it up a lot and everything, but I like Pocono how it was before, honestly, just how it was kind of tricky and, you know, three different corners and going really fast. But it was – I think it'll be dicey for sure with the other package, this downforce package, but we'll see. And Michigan, I'm all for it. I'm not a big fan of Michigan, so I'm looking forward to the downforce package.
Yay, speedway racing.
All right, we'll come up here to the front in yellow.
Akeem Balaam, Independent Tribune. Even prior to that last restart, what was the strategy, I guess, that was perhaps being discussed, you know, throughout the course of that rain delay, especially given how much it was going to affect a track like Charlotte?
I think at first it was just how aggressive you wanted to be, I guess, because you didn't know how that PJ1 was going to come in right after rain. So at first, I was like, I didn't really know if I was going to be able to go that aggressive, but once I kind of got out there and felt it under caution, it actually felt like it had more grip to me for some reason. So I was able to be pretty aggressive there and kind of just think on the fly.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was just, you know, the Xfinity Series, we're limited on tires here. So kind of you saw a bunch of different strategies of when the people took their last sets of tires, and Keselowski took it earlier, and that was, you know, that was good because he was going to have track position, but then we kept getting yellows and bringing us up with newer tires closer to him. And so I think me and Cole were on the same strategy, and we probably had the winning strategy. We just didn't get it done. The old cup guy beat us.
Do we have any questions up in the press box? All right, thank you guys, and congratulations on your finishes.